I tried to get you last night to wish you a happy Christmas, but you'd gone to bed so damned early.
No, I didn't go to bed. I sat there waiting for you.
Well, I never did get you on the phone. I placed a call for you, and yeah. I stayed up till midnight.
How you doing?
Oh, I don't know. I guess all right.
I think you're going to learn it. You might go wear yourself out for the bell telephone
company. Fella told me today I was satisfying all the rich men by firing all the poor government workers.
Well, no, I don't think that's right. I think they're kids. I've talked to these poor folks. They're all for you. They like this deal too.
Well, I put one on yesterday. I'm going to have less employees this year than I had last year, and Kennedy kicked them up 135,000, and I'm going to have not 135,000. I'm going to have less than I had last year.
All right. Now listen. I'm coming down here. It's about Kerry County. He's sick. It's going to be like he's getting a crowd. Now, that's going to tie me down there, or this is going to fly. What can I do with Josh if he pays me?
Well, just come on and bring him, hell, and we'll feed him.
That's all right.
We take care of whoever rides with you, rides with us.
That's
you never did get me those Belden poles. You never did get them published. I'm beginning to think that you got a little Clark Fisher in you. You can't do, man. Well, it's going to be too damned old if you don't publish it now.
All
right,
we got Mr. Harris, and we think better.
Well, Harris is,
He's national, I understand, but we've talked to him, and he's going to give us one.
All right, well, get him to give it to you, and then you go on and, you know, Gallup had one last week, 79-3. I'll see you Sunday then.
All right, that's up.
Okay.
How'd you get along with those New York Daily News boys?
Well, I got along pretty well. I had a wonderful lunch. They wrote a mean editorial the next day saying that I was a no good son of a bitch. I don't understand it, but I got along with them fine, and they seemed to be happy. But the next day they wrote an editorial that said probably did. But they said that Johnson is selling out the country to Russia and all that kind of stuff.
I have to go up there and talk to them. I'm going to go.
Why don't you call them and ask them tomorrow how they got along?
Yeah.
Tell them that I saw all of them, and I spent 2 hours with them. I just leaned over and did everything I could, and he told me he's a great buddy of yours.
That's right. All right, now just one other thing. Did anybody ask May Hanks?
To what?
To this party of yours.
No, No, I just think you asked 3 or 4 publishers.
Right.
You want her invited?
I would like to bring her.
Yeah, bring her.
Because let's not go there together and we'll bring her down. And you know she's old.
That's all right. Of course, we're getting ready to do something at Abilene. We're going to fold that, going to combine it with Abilene, Shreveport, and Austin could put these strategic bases. They got to all these missiles, and we're going to have to close up Abilene.
All right. That's all right. But they understand. And they got this, they got that missile base on. They got it with that in mind. They're not
going
to like it, but they understand.
Yeah. Well, they got Burleson up there votes against me every time.
I know. We got Ferguson. We got Baker, too.
Well, you're going to have Del Rio and San Angelo and a bunch of them in trouble, too, because he can't represent them very well. It's going to be just like Dallas.
I don't want him representing that call. But I don't give a damn what happened to Del Rio. I don't want him having to go out to Durand. He can't do it in any category. And you know as well as I do.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you soon.
Okay.
Thank you.